This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
Although Two Rivers Restaurant at General Butler State Park is under renovation, the staff at the park is finding a way to use locally sourced products as a part of their menu. As we continue our agritourism edition visit at General Butler, Director of Food Operations Christina Shadler says it began with a vision for a farmer's market at the park.
We had a vision, Matthew and I, to start locally sourcing farmers into our restaurant, and we wanted to do a farmer's market at the front entrance.
Shadler says response was slow but has been well received.
We went to some local farmers. At first it was not received very well due to past circumstances with them. However, we have received a few.
She adds it's about supporting the local economy in Carrollton and the surrounding area.
So we have vegetables. She actually sells honey as well. And then we have a beef vendor that comes and sets up. And next year, I expect it to be even bigger and better.
Traveling the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
You're ready for any task, and you expect the same from your tractor. No matter the job, there's a Case IH Farmall tractor ready to work as hard as you do. With easy operation, an exceptional operating environment, and more standard features that enhance productivity, Farmall tractors deliver the power and flexibility to knock out chores and keep going. Stop by H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield today, and find a Farmall to meet the demands of your operation.
Let's face it, operating a farm isn't going to get any less expensive this year. That's why an operating loan from Farm Credit Mid-America is built to give you more cash back and more flexibility in how you are able to manage your funds. Learn more at fcma.com/operating and get an operating loan that pays you back. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Christina Shadler with General Butler State Park says reaction to local source products has been better than expected.
Some had their prime rib for the first time, and it was locally sourced, like I said, and they said it was the best prime rib they'd had. So it's been great so far.
Shadler adds more events are planned using local meats and produce.
On different occasions as well, we're going to feature burgers. We're going to feature multiple sources of beef from her.
She says working at the park is more than just a job for her.
My father actually blew snow when Ski Butler was here. Okay. My mother retired from here, so it's a generational thing. I've been here for 10 to 11 years. My daughter actually works here as well.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and X and list the podcast at youragedge.com, Apple, and Spotify. I'm Al Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.